Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. My name is Eric Lauer. Today's episode is called Don't Kill the Message. And what that means is it's kind of a twist on Don't Kill the Messenger, which was an old term of don't hate the person who's bringing you bad news simply because they're the ones bringing you bad news. And this is a little bit of a twist on that, and that is that don't dismiss an idea. And basically what it means is don't dismiss an idea simply because it makes you feel uncomfortable or it challenges your beliefs. Often we can miss out on really great ideas simply because we're afraid to look at it. So the idea may conflict with some of our pre-existing beliefs. We may not like it because it means that we supported an opposing view, and we're often loath to admit that we are wrong. We can be blind to seeing the merits or the truth of something simply based upon our own feelings or our prejudices. And as we've discussed in here before, feelings are a shortcut to making decisions, but they aren't always the best because they will often short-circuit using rational and deliberate thinking. So as we go through this, I want you to think about areas of your life where maybe you dismiss an idea simply because it makes you uncomfortable. And we can talk about some ways of that you can put aside some of your prejudices and look at it objectively. So oftentimes for me, one area where I find that I will dismiss an idea out of hand simply because it's uncomfortable is when I think of an idea as being either religious or coming from somebody who's a bit more conservative than I am. I will often just go, you know what? It's just going to conflict with my beliefs and don't even look at it and take its merits under advisement and look at it rationally. And that's something I'm working on changing. A lot of that comes from having grown up in a very religious and a very conservative state and kind of left a bitter taste in my mouth. So if anything is even dressed up towards leaning towards that, then there's part of me which really doesn't want to listen to it. And there are a lot of really great things that we can learn from our religious traditions around the world. And obviously there's a good portion of the population who are more on the conservative side of things. And just because the idea might be considered a bit conservative, there may be some merits to it. And something should be taken on its merits, not just on whether it makes me feel uncomfortable or not. Another area where I notice that I definitely have a hard time when something makes me feel uncomfortable and I want to dismiss the message right away is when it comes to something that makes me feel uncomfortable about myself. Maybe it's a trait or a habit that I have that I don't really care for, and it makes me look not all that good. And if somebody points this out, oftentimes I get really angry or annoyed or kind of pissed off because I don't like that feeling. I don't like being uncomfortable, and it makes it really hard for me to look at it objectively and go, maybe they have a point here. Maybe there is something that I'm doing that could be this way. And I think a lot of that comes because it threatens the self-image that I have. It threatens my ego, and that's not really pleasant. And as much as I want to be objective about these things and just take it as information, it's really hard because there's that part of me which wants to be right, that wants to be good, and wants to have the the right answer or be on the right side. And so when something is pointed out to me that maybe I'm falling short of my stated values or my stated beliefs, it's not easy because it shows me that maybe I'm failing or that I'm on the wrong side of something. And basically, it's kind of like what we talked about last week of getting caught up in the me and all the things that go along with that, rather than, you know, being very present with the I, and just understanding that when somebody points something out, it's just a label on me. You know, if I'm being a jerk, then that's a label that I'm being a jerk. It doesn't mean that I personally, deep at the core of me, am a jerk. It just means some of my behavior isn't really all that great. And maybe I'm a bit selfish about things. It doesn't mean that I'm a selfish person, but it means that in certain instances, I act in a way that has the label of being selfish. And when we can look at the message strictly on its merits, rather than just dismissing it because it makes us feel uncomfortable, then that's something that we can really learn from and that we can definitely grow from. But doing stuff like that really is not easy. And it really takes a lot of, again, kind of looking at things in a dispassionate sort of way that the Stoics talk about. And for me, what really helps, like I said, is kind of visualizing the I, which is that core part of me, which doesn't really have any judgments and is just observing these things. And the me, which is all the labels that life puts on us. And, you know, that includes the good and the bad things, you know. And I don't know if that's something that would be helpful for you, but I find that it's helpful for me to be able to kind of distinguish that so that when I look at something and go, okay, doesn't mean that I'm a selfish person, that I'm a total jerk. It just means that some of my behavior at some times can be considered that or has that label on it. So are there areas of your life where maybe you receive a harder truth, or you know, a message comes along and you don't really like it? It makes you feel uncomfortable. It may challenge the way you view the world or the way that you view yourself. Are you dismissing it out of hand simply because it makes you uncomfortable? If so, you may want to go back and look at some of those hard things, because when you can sit in that uncomfortable place and learn how to be uncomfortable with that, then anything that anybody throws at you, you can simply look at and go, okay, that's an interesting message. Let me take it apart and see if there's any value in that. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Be good to others, be good to yourself, and thanks for listening. Hey friends, thanks for listening to the podcast. If you like what you hear, I would really appreciate if you could help support me by making a pledge on Patreon. You can find me at patreon.com/stoiccoffee. Even just a small amount helps in keeping this podcast going. Also, head on over to my website at www.stoic.coffee and sign up for our weekly newsletter. And lastly, if you know someone that might like or could benefit from this podcast, please share it with them. Word of mouth is one of the best ways to help this podcast grow. Thanks again for listening.